Minister of the United Kingdom, sir!
Okay, Sentiment, let's do a manly handshake competition. I pumped the little French guy until it was like our donations consummated.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. It's a great honor.
Your Highness, welcome.
No, Mr. Starmer will do fine.
Stammer? No, I don't do stammer, dudes. It's hard enough listening to RFK's joking when he's ranting about measles. Let's just use your first name.
Oh, well, it's Care.
Wow, crazy DEI. So many Keirs out there. They're everywhere. So you're here and you're Keir. What do you want?
Let me tell you, this will be a hard negotiation, but I intend to do one groveling bit and one bit where I correct you for the cameras.
This is a bad deal. You can't offer me nothing I want. Unless you can reincarnate Arnold Palmer and have him flash in the Rose Garden. There's nothing
I
want.
No, I can't. But how about a second state visit to Britain instead?
I did that already. I saw the Queen. She wouldn't sell me one of her castles. Nasty woman. Nasty.
This time, it's a king.
Wow! You've canceled DEI that quickly. A manly monarch. Maybe we can make a deal.
What'll it take, sir?
Well, I don't know. If there's a lot of pomp, maybe second and third wives everywhere and the inherited privilege trappings of slavery.
Consider it done.
It'll feel just like a Republican convention.
And now, let's constructively talk about the fate of Ukraine.
Didn't I just talk about that with the French guy?
Well, you did, but...
Wow, he's so dreamy. He touched my wrist. I had butterflies in my stomach. You wouldn't believe.
Just can't put a tariff on charisma.
A lot of people say there's too much charisma coming out of Europe these days. That's why they set it up.
Well,
to screw the United States out of our charisma. The numbers, no one's seen numbers like these.
But if Ukraine allows you to have some of their nice minerals,
yeah, maybe.
Will you finally agree to security guarantees?
What if I agree to think about it, Gear?
I'm afraid I think I'm going to need something more concrete.
Concrete? Is that even a mineral? The facts are changing so quickly.
All right, well, let's just put that one on ice. The journalists are coming in now, so let us both put on a brave face. Shall we?
I don't have a brave face. I can only do sagging a grievance, puss.
Well, the journalists will be here any moment.
Mainstream media and all those crooked.
All right, deputies. I'm in good form today. I'm Mamma Mia Mary. And you try me or all, I'll go full Metal Murphy. Do you get me, Taoiseach?
I didn't say anything, miss. I didn't say anything.
No.
He's looking at me.
Thanks.
He's looking at me, no.
Hello, fierce. Quiet now!
I am so angry about your effort, Thisha, to give Deputy Lowry tip time in the Dáil. I have a Land Cruiser full of accusations.
Stop.
Will you ask him what he did in the 90s?
What did you do in the 90s?
Answer.
What did you do?
Deputies!
All right.
Now answer the question,
please. Well, first of all, he's coming in so fresh from a rare funeral. I can smell the hap and the Molotovs off him from here. I can't.
10 seconds now, T.
No, 5 seconds is all your blackguards give people, Tom Collar. I never recognised code word for all of you. Pog Mahone.
How long? Taoiseach will not use Gaelge in the chamber. I warned you before.
I forgot to say.
You know I can't understand. Read the standing order.
I think it's very clear that Taoiseach is very tetchy today. Tetchy Taoiseach.
Deputy Batchik, please.
La députée raconte le
are you speaking French now, Taoiseach?
Peut-être.
Manners.
Maybe.
Manners.
D'accord.
You're a boogaloo who's bullying for a bruising.
What?
Stop that, Alan Kelly. Wow. Don't make that face.
I'm not. I have resting bulldog.
And he slappers
now,
as well.
I called Deputy Gibney, which is fun to say.
I don't know why you're laughing, Taoiseach. You're frothing at the mouth. Positively frothing.
I don't even have a frothy cappuccino. And anyway, movies. Quamsta.
Taoiseach now, Taoiseach.
What is it, miss? What is it?
Me Siri is after detecting Polish. Are you accusing people of telling lies again in languages I don't? No.
Oh, no,
he's beholden to the Lowry lackeys.
Withdraw that remark, Deputy Batchik.
Well, he started it, Liz.
And anyway, it's one of yours. He's one of yours, okay. Lowry.
No, Deputy Doherty.
What, he is?
He's not one of ours. Michael Lowry's not one of ours. He's one of Dudders.
What?
Dudders. He's the other.
Now he's othering people in the chamber, Count Corla.
Withdraw the remark, Taoiseach.
Bro never said she's more for.
Order, Taoiseach.
You feel me?
You know full well I can't speak fluent jive.
Smack him and jack him.
That's a disgrace.
Stop that now.
Take this outside. I'll see you out the back of the door later on.
Taoiseach, look at me when I'm talking. Sit up straight when I'm talking.
I am.
Put the compass down.
Not a point of order. Ah, here. Leave it out. Leave it bleeding out.
Taoiseach, I asked you to resist speaking in how are your tongue before.
It's the official language of Dublin. I mean, come on.
I'm going to put you in the corner.
I don't care. I don't mind corners. I'm not afraid of corners. We're always turning corners when it comes to housing. The Turner's Cross led turning corners.
Please, you're acting like a child.
That's out of order. Can we not get along? I love you. You
stop
love
it now.
Me.
We are happy.
Understanding order 122, you may not sing Barney or any purple dinosaur songs in the chamber. Listen to me. It was brought in after Pat Rabbit slipped into a plate of beetroot, as well you know, in 2012.
Stop the world and let me out.
You may not sing Declan Nairne. Listen to me, Belle. Taoiseach, that's it. I'm suspending the house. I am suspending this house. I had it.
The board now, when are the reporters coming?
Here they come now.
President, sir.
How was the meeting, Prime Minister?
It was constructive.
Incredible meeting. Such a great guy. We're great friends, though. He doesn't bump like the little Macron man.
Ha ha, wonderful.
It's true.
And I must say, are you feeling the chemistry right now?
Huh?
We are getting on like a house on fire.
Well, in that case, I didn't start the fire. It's probably Zelensky. He's a nasty character.
Okay. Mr. President, do you regret calling the Ukrainian president a dictator?
Did I? I don't know. Did I say that? So many people don't know. It's hard to know. I don't know.
Well, it was actually in writing, Mr. President.
What?
And let the record show that I corrected him just once. Now the trip can be sold as a hit.
Well, I don't know what I wrote about Zelensky, but maybe my thumb slipped. Who knows?
Oh, is that why you got an enormous bruise in your hand? Someone should look into that. Looks like you might be ill.
I think that's my slogan. Ill, baby, ill. Next question.
Volodymyr Zelensky said you live in a Russian disinformation space.
Oh, God.
He said that's not even true. I live in the White House. The White House. It's lies. It sounds like he wants to start another war.
There's that famous sense of humor of his again.
Unbelievable.
Let me share my appreciation with some human contact.
He's a liar.
Here I go, lifting my arm as I initiate a high-five maneuver.
Hey, look at this guy. The UK is finally on the same page as my administration. He's attempting a Nazi salute.
No,
not yet, dude. Save it till we've taken over the courts and defaulted on our debt. It's true.
Let me just say,
hold on.
After discussions,
yeah,
the president says he's considering a minerals deal and will imminently put pen to paper.
Exciting.
That paper will feature clauses and indeed many stipulations.
Huge stipulations to everybody involved, but especially me. Great deal. And you know, you're not so bad.
Well, thank you, sir. That
you're not so bad, Furikir.
Okay, we'll work on that another day.
Thank you. That's everything for today. We're going to have a wonderful lunch. Just give a real lunch. Yeah, right.
Are we on?
Yeah. This weekend is Oscars night. I'm joined by Dave Fanning.
Yeah, how's it going? Of course, no Irish interest in the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
We might as well be in the in memoriam section, Brendan.
We were having such a good run as well.
Yeah.
And it won't be the same without our Cillian
Murphy, of course. Yeah, very disappointing for Ireland this year. No Saoirse Ronan, no Gladiator. Two honours for Paul Mescal or the lads of the Balaclava. It's like we got kneecapped this year.
Jeez, right. But look, Cillian didn't even get a nod in the sound category.
What?
And he's like pure sound. He's the soundest man there is.
Anyway, of course, Cillian will be there because he's going to be presenting the Best Actress Award on the night itself.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. It kind of saves it, to be honest.
Does it, yeah.
Nothing like a bit of Cork presence, like.
But of course, he lives in Dingle now, doesn't he? Which means he probably prefers Kerry. I don't know about these things, but I'd say Cillian prefers Kerry.
Keep my hero's name out of your effing mouth, or I'll Will Smith you, Dave.
Jeepers H. Chris Rock. What? Yeah. Anyway, I'm praying that the winner of the Best Picture this year will be Conclave. Just a fantastic move with the papal voting.
Oh, yeah. Lots of red and white outfits in that film.
Yeah.
Maybe we could definitely claim that one for the Rebels.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, Ireland got so used to Oscar success, we don't know what to do with ourselves now, so we're trying to cling on to any little thing, I suppose.
Exactly. Small things like these. I mean, Cillian is a genius in that, playing a sad Cork man who's sad because, like, he's trapped in Wexford instead of in the land that he loves. I presume. I just didn't look up the rest of the plot, like.
Yeah, not really. Yeah.
All right, before we go, if you've been affected by anything you've heard on the programme, go to your fridge and drink a litre of Tanora. Right, we're done.
Hello, members of the press. I've ordered, no, commanded this press conference to deliver a very, very important, very grave message. We are at war!
Oh,
at war with underinvestment.
Why would you phrase it like that?
Because we live in an attention economy now, and I very much have got your attention, and as a content creator, I know this more than anyone else, but let me tell you,
what? This
creator is not content with our army, so I'm issuing a command to double the defence budget. Double
the army? Is this really a priority, or are you just looking for something to do now that you're no longer the Taoiseach?
How dare you? That's co-teach to you, and I'm upping to spend to €3 billion now due to your insolence.
Did you get the Taoiseach's permission for this? Because he's...
Who said that?
Yeah, because Micheál is the one in charge now. Let's face it.
We're both in charge. We are bro Taoiseachs together. I'll also accept demi-Taoiseach, heir to the Taoiseach, or pre-Taoiseach.
Would it not be better to spend €3 billion on housing or health?
We need to beef up our defences. We are living in dangerous times. I myself have already blocked many attacks, primarily the comment section, but that is merely a sign of things to come. Block, block, block!
What are you planning to spend the money on?
Well, let me tell you, I've just signed the contract for an army camp at Gormanston. Me, very important. €8 million, not including the massive overruns and delays to come. Now, the ink is still wet, but only because I was drooling with excitement.
Shouldn't this money be spent on, I don't know, reducing child poverty?
We've also hired a Pentagon-based private agency for squillions of euro to, I don't know what they do, chat about army stuff. I just saw the word Pentagon and wet myself.
What about scoliosis patients and special needs support service delays and any of the...
Also, €600 million to a French company who will make cool armoured truck things.
Great.
Maybe €800 million by the time we're done overspending as per usual. But think of the photo ops. Ugh, Simon salivates.
Will any of those army trucks protect us against the Nipper narcos ruling Dublin city centre?
Soon, members of the press corps. Ha ha, corps. We will be armed to the teeth. Or, at the very least, the nipples.
Taoiseach, is this why we haven't seen much of you lately? Because you seem a bit MIA.
How dare you? I do a weekly soundbite before cabinet and 2 instas a day. Like my fury about the National Gallery scanner thing. Ha! Oh. I've a mind to send in the army. The army!
Taoiseach, have you anything to say about the homeless figures out today?
Well then, of course, it's a terrible, terrible problem, but it could be worse. Mm-hmm. It could be worse after an air and sea invasion from an unspecified invasion force. Ugh. This is why we need to pour money at military things, security consultants, and double the air corps.
So, 2 planes then.
Let's not forget the Navy. We need them to guard the crucial deep sea internet cables.
To keep the Americans happy, right?
To keep my TikToks uploading. Oh. It's essential to national security that I touch base with the Harris stands. So I'm hereby proposing a new TikTok trooper task force. They will patrol the coastline as well as my DMs. Any further questions?
Yeah, why do you look so sad and defeated all the time?
Block! I'm leaving. I have to go on socials to take credit for Fianna Fáil's deportation flight. Oh. It's my second ideological U-turn hip flip since a focus group made me pro-choice. Yeah, bye! Laters!
Off the ball on News Talk. Brought to you by wearing shorts outside in mid-February. You can withstand 10 degrees, you ledge bag.
Okay, welcome back, lads. I'm joined as always by my generic co-blokes, the indistinguishables. Why are you wearing balaclavas? Is it a kneecap thing? Or?
It's a witness protection thing. Yeah, I can't reveal our identities even though no one knows who we are anyway.
Yeah, we pissed off an entire nation of Wales and they're coming after us.
Danger.
Yeah. Danger.
Okay, what the lads are referring to, of course, is our show going viral for suggesting in advance of the Six Nations rugby match that Ireland could beat Wales with 13 men.
Yeah, we also said the under-20s could beat them.
And that even a third string Ireland team would beat Wales.
Quality bloke bait.
Of course, Wales actually did briefly go ahead of us when we were down to 14 men.
Yeah, I thought they were going to mighty duck us at one point, same. I was like, why do we put a hex on Ireland? Also, why didn't I put a bet on Wales?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
On that note, a shout out to our sponsor, Random Digits Betting, for when you've been banned by all the other apps.
Get in.
Now, in the end, Ireland, of course, came roaring back to defeat Wales.
Yo, Shirley Bassey, your boys took one hell of a beat. What's a kidding? Yeah, your humiliating defeat. That's what's a kidding. Yeah, lush.
However, the rub is the Telegraph have described Irish rugby fans as arrogant and insufferably superior.
Oh.
Basically, the Brits say that Irish fans are the smuggest.
In the smuggest sport of them all as well. I mean, that is offensive.
Oh,
wait, are we the bad guys now? Or
yeah, maybe we need to rein it in.
Yeah, but clearly the Irish team are going to win the Six Nations. So what advice would you have to fans going to that last match against Italy in Rome?
You can make a big song and dance of picking up your empty beer cans.
Yeah, maybe serenade an Italian owl one with Nessu and Dorma or something, you know. Send it on to joe.ie, make sure it goes viral.
Yeah, that'll restore our pooky underdog reputation.
Sound class.
Of course, if Irish fans want to be brought back down to earth, they need only look at this week's football results. Ireland's women lost 4-0 to Slovenia.
I thought we were decent at women's football now.
Yeah, well, at least we were when I last paid attention to it 2 years ago.
Still, Ireland's woes doesn't compare to Manchester United's 14th in the Premier League and a new wave of cost-cutting measures.
Yeah, mass redundancies.
Closing the staff canteen. Like,
sounds like News Talk in the dentist days.
Yeah,
who even owns us now?
No idea.
Actually, I think it's the Badgers living out the back of Pat Kenny's gaff. Now, after the break, an important interview with a sportsman whose life was destroyed by gambling.
That's so important, man. Yeah.
Fair play, fair play. Plus, I'll be sharing what I'm putting in my ACA this weekend.
Yeah, but do gamble responsibly.
And we'll talk to you later.
Accumulator.
Oh, man. Alright, my Mary Lou Ricas. I can't stay long. I've already been over to Ivana's for prinks.
You're hanging with Batchik now.
Oh, God. Yeah, Michal's tetchy tantrums have driven us together.
Aye.
The party of Jobbridge Joan getting along with the Chuckies.
Well,
who'd have thunk it?
It's as likely as Jerry Kelly taking Sammy Wilson out for a Supermax.
Anyways, we retaliated on the doll speaking time for our trollery by withdrawing the pears.
That's great, Matt, but...
Cheers.
Why do Joel protocols always have so many food analogies?
What?
Grubby little deal?
Oh, yeah.
Freeing up slots? It's like fine dining. Hold the pairings! And I'm like, but I always go for the wine pairings when Ivana asks me out.
You've been to dinner.
Jealous much, Louise? Thankfully, there's been plenty other stuff to overreact to, like the National Gallery scanner.
Well, hold on, we've already had our own office equipment scans.
Which one was...
Remember O'Snuddy and the printer?
Oh.
Wolf yeah. Toner, I think they called it. Also, there was Lynn Boylan detained in Tel Aviv while heading out beyond to Palestine.
Absolute disgrace.
Oh, shocking, shocking.
Right, they sent her back to Brussels, so they did.
Right.
Oh, Brussels, that's where she's been. I could not remember where.
It's been quite the ordeal that she was subjected to by the Israelis.
Really?
Solidarity for our sister. I'm with her. Hashtag Limfluencer.
Alright, that's actually quite enough. I'm feeling mildly threatened by her nicey-nice demeanour, so let's just keep her in Brussels.
Right.
And not have her upstage my bumble dates with our left-wing allies, okay?
Oh, while we're here, I'd like to just remember our fallen comrade, Beck McFarlane.
Oh, yeah.
Legend.
Rest in... But still, there can't be many left now, surely. No?
We missed you at the funeral, boss.
What?
The sandwiches were lovely.
Come out, you other hams, and cheese.
And a barbecue by the Ardyne caterers.
Who?
The men behind the fire.
Oh, it's very clever.
Still, raw funerals are just a bit ugh.
What?
Why is it always owl fillers with cheeks the colour of smithicks?
Well.
And the lumpy jumpers. I mean, it looks like an armed cattle march.
They're very much part of our culture for celebrating volunteers.
That's right.
Surely we can make them less gouty ex-provo and more like Lancome. You know, let's get other voices to give the RAF funeral gig a makeover,
what?
Like they did with Trad.
Isn't that the crowd who got the money for the DEA musical, hey?
Look, I'm serious. Trad sessions used to look like the before photos for an AA leaflet.
True.
But someone sent them for a wash and put them on the happy pear diet.
Mm.
Now folk music is full of hot people and lovely hair.
Folks, have a point here for a Mary Lou. She's right there.
What's this? No, I didn't order this. Thank you.
Compliments of Michael Collins from Independent. In Ireland.
There's a ribbon on it.
Lowowee. Oh, I hope this speaking rights row goes on for another while.
Nice.
I just love doing my threat to democracy shtick. Made me feel like the Washington Post.
Before it became a capitalist tool for Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, and I thought this would be the year we get into office and become a capitalist tool for Amazon.
Well, we have to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a united opposition.
Yeah.
I'm even in a WhatsApp group called the Larry Lashers.
As good an excuse as any to go on the lash.
Hey! Hey!
Barman, another round. Put this one on Ivana's tab.
Okay, guys, welcome to the Content Strategic Editorial and Cultural Compliance Steering Committee and Stakeholder Reporting Group. Great title, by the way.
Thank you. As we're aware, the Pope has pulled through his health crisis, but it's a reminder to update our plans for the eventualities.
So today we'll progress workflow towards a robust plan for Operation Frankie Goes to Heaven.
Though, for the minutes, we all hope and pray the Holy Father won't pass for a long time yet.
Absolutely.
Hoping and praying is, of course, at the discretion of individuals. RTE is a diversity, inclusivity and equitological and holistic org,
yes.
And backs all faiths.
And for content purposes, wellness brands.
When it finally happens, what happens?
Well, this used to be very much Sean O'Rourke territory, therefore we have to make sure there is absolutely no risk of crack whatsoever.
I'm thinking Spring Claire Burn-On with Miriam. It'll be as frosty as the old primetime three-handers with Pat.
That's a good shout. Katie Hannon is a no-go.
Oh, no.
Kerry people just can't resist injecting colour content into everything.
That's a reminder. Have Doughty O'Shea removed from Cork the minute the Holy See sends word.
Really good observation.
Have we considered Marty Morrissey for the announcement on TV? Frequently he says things like Holy Moses or God Bless, and he scores very highly with Middle Irelands who haven't read any content since Frank McCourt died.
Okay, I'll throw that to focus. What about 2FM content?
We can send in some added presenters to supplement Taryn and Hugh, who are already ghost presenting Dirren's show.
While
Well, she's right there. I know.
Send a note of kudos to the head of ops for coming up with that novel idea.
Also, memo to competitions to reflect the sombre mood in their giveaway content.
So, tickets to raunchy Moulin Rouge out, tickets to whatever diversity misery is happening at the gate in.
Check. If he passes during the late, could we make sure Keelty appears pale and overdoes that crying thing?
So keep things the same there. Roger that.
I've just remembered. Dancing with the Stars.
Don't worry. The presenters have been advised to keep their shoulders covered.
Oh, good.
And production will turn the volume down on Arthur Grunlian, the hair and the screaming.
Make sure Kevin Dundon gets further stays of execution. It's the only thing preventing the Howiers from doing a January 6th on RTE.
Have we decided who's doing the funeral?
We've got an AI John Bowman ready to go, plus Hugh Wallace and Francis Brennan.
Well, this is nuclear content. Francis with his pocket square at half-mast, but also Hugh's off-colour barbs about St. Peter's interiors, while shrieking about the busy fabrics and priceless tat of the Holy See.
For the studio panel?
Daniel. The Novena crowd must have Daniel.
Also Joe Duffy doing his Sacred Heart face, you know, throwing his eyes up to heaven as if Philip Outer Hayes just walked in.
The original plan says defrost Grainne Yashoga and include her.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, delete that.
Gone.
Mary Kennedy. Take her out of the ICA and get her in here. And for the love of Francis, somebody make sure Dave Fanning is not permitted to give his obituary.
With the emphasis on bitch.
Nice.
How about sponsors?
RIP.ie, Natch. Content.
Hello and welcome. I look incredible. Thank you so much. Tonight, a harrowing tale of loss as we explore the devastating fall from grace of a fragile minority. This report contains scenes of social exclusion, which viewers may find extremely satisfying.
It's a crisis gripping the suburbs of plenty. For years, nothing said SoCo do smug quite like a Tesla. Its dashboard absent windscreen giving onlookers unobstructed views of a driver's position replete with dry robe superiority and, most likely, freshly injected face fillers.
My friends Monica, Veronica and Harmonica were so crestfallen when my Model X arrived. One of them bust a collagen implant in Caviston's.
But then, disaster struck. The owner went full drunk auntie on Facebook during lockdowns. His name, Elon Musk.
No, you see, I'm just tech support, you know, for the end of times. And the reason I'm going to Mars is because I heard women are from Venus. But first, before I go there, I'm going to swing a chainsaw at fellow workers. Fellow workers are just a bunch of parasites. But my Doge website is scanning for viruses, mainly the woke mind virus.
The result? Tesla owners are devo, in their words. Sales are collapsing in Europe, and other people are calling out these innocent drivers of these very silly EVs in public.
For the amount I paid, I hoped it was at least worth 12 months of gloating. But no, I was pulling into Pilates the other day when somebody across the road tutted. Just because I've a very expensive Tesla with fine trim Nappa leather interiors, which costs extra. The plastic seats are standard, you know. I don't even support Elon Musk, except on immigration and sacking remote workers and mandatory hair implants for men.
The Tesla overnight has become the new fur coat. We spoke to Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, for his views.
Well, I've been celebrating me local boozer, the Scaldy Jacks, ever since I got moved out of housing, so I'm only catching up on the news now. Woke is dead! Who knew? Well, say what you like about Donny Trump, but what he's done for blokes with hair combed in every mad direction and necks on them like pelican snouts, credit where it's due. What?
Yep, but what about people who are buying Teslas? Have you any...
No, I've none against people buying their lager tinnies from Lidl. But my favourite would be Galahad.
And so the question remains. Will Tesla owners now be reduced to hiding their EVs behind the family's Range Rover? Their China-made tinny exteriors, a stark reminder of the scarlet shame within. Or will these brave motorists come out fighting against adversity?
Well, I'm looking at other options at the moment, and let's just say if we find out that the guy running Porsche has done anything bad, I honestly think I might have to move my children Millicent and Formica to a different school.
And if you've been affected by anything contained in this evening's report,
Just buy a German car, will you, like a normal person? Hello?
Telling me what to do with dull speaking time. How dare they? Stupid opposition anyway, I don't.
Hello, boss. How are you?
Close the door, Minister Schomer. Don't be letting in the draft.
All right.
Rustic.
I'm doing
now.
It. Jeez, what's eating you?
I'm trying to maintain a consistent temperature for the boiled egg that I'm having for the livings in terms of...
Relax. There's no draft anyway. It's actually feeling a lot like spring this week. It's kind of sunny.
No. It's not springtime until March in terms of the climatological and meteorological purposes going forward. We will not have you a ginchant brag about the seasons now.
Does everything have to be a row with you at the moment?
Take that back. That's out of order. Out of order.
See, look at yourself. That's why they're calling you the tetchy teesh.
Who does? Who said that?
Well,
you're quoting the Ivana Bacek blagarding. No, I won't tolerate that at all. I won't.
Listen to you. Even Labour makes you angry.
How dare she? She wanted to bend Jex me chakra.
You sound like a bitter old banjo. It's the Labour Party.
So what?
They just don't inspire any strong feelings. It's like being furious about the results of the RT Folk Awards.
Yeah, well, in fact, you know, there is something about them Mary Wallopers that feels like I should be in high dudgeon about.
What?
I can't quite put my finger on it, but I will yet. Tis vexing me, you know, somehow.
And you're roaring at Piers Doherty over Michael Lowry?
Yeah, I am.
Like you've sacked Fianna Fáil ministers, Tetchock. Why are you protecting him?
No. I'm not tetchy.
You are?
I'm testy adjacent, like. I'm not hopping mad. Ugh. I'm more like skipping mad.
Is it really worth all this aggro to defend Lowry's right to talk out of both sides of his chamber?
Tis a matter of constitutional, democratical, metallurgical. Hold on. It's the orange juice mixed with the cod liver oil. That's what it is.
What are you on about?
The blasted Mary Walloper song. Oh. They're promoting concentrated sugary juice drinks. Very bad. It's very bad for the gut. I knew there was something that irked me, got me by the wick, you know.
See, now Roots music is making you fucking furious. And Verona Murphy is sick of you talking over her.
She was totally out of order calling me a child. No. I won't be letting her play with my Pilates ball anymore. So there.
Listen to yourself.
Take that, Verona. Verona, you loner.
And she's someone who's dealt with grumpy lorry drivers all her life. She's as angry as a Scania with you, boss.
Well, let me tell you, I've no truck with her. Oh, that's a good one. I've no truck with her.
Look, it's getting noticed, this new brand of being a steamed up Taoiseach. Remember when people thought you were sound?
Well, no. You see, that was seen as a weakness now.
What do you mean?
I'm totally in charge, so I have to be a bit of a bollock.
Look, I get that there's no sense anymore of two Taoiseachs ever since Simon Harris left his dignity on the floor of a supermarket in Cantor.
And he's an awful watery gassoon of a fool.
But can you just relax and not be so angry? Cork angry. The worst kind. Langery.
Listen, I don't have time for this. I have to go back to being het up about the White House invitation.
But you finally got it. Why aren't you happy?
Sure, don't you know the only thing worse than the humiliation of not being invited?
What?
Is having to actually go and face the humiliation of being invited.
You're never happy.
And a genuflecting to Trump to protect the half packet of chickadees the drug companies pay us to use Dublin as a doormat for their diddly profits. Do I not suffer?
Okay, Micheál Narkin.
Stop that now.
Laters, Wicked Mickey.
Show yourself out before I get as mad as a Healy Ray after missing a wake.
Fine, Needly Martin.
In terms of...